So I'm with two people now who are?
Frances Annetts.
Katie Main.
And Frances and Katie, you've been on, well, I don't know how many things you've been on, but what I wanted to ask you about today, specifically, you've been on the Northern Quarter Stories Tour, and we've just all been on the Secret Deer gig, which is quite exciting. We'll talk about that in a minute. So just tell us, first off, the Northern Quarter Stories, just tell us a little bit about what it was, what you did, and what you thought of it.
Well, we did the soundscape tour, so basically we had headphones and there was music playing and there was a commentary. And basically they walked us around parts of the Northern Quarter and sort of took us through a bit of the history of the Northern Quarter and talked about how it's changed, but also made us look at the buildings and the artwork on the buildings, and then played music that sort of went with those stories. I mean, it was fascinating. It was really interesting to see.
So you had headphones on, so could you actually hear what the host was saying?
Or an audio commentary, so there was no words spoken at all from press play and you've finished.
And the host...
He gestured a lot.
He gestured, or he was clearly looking at something, or he was clearly touching something.
Wow. It was so amazing how fascinated he was. He really was quite animated by it. It was brilliant.
He danced along like a silent disco. Yes, so he made it as well, actually, because you knew what to look at just by where he was looking and what he was doing.
Have you ever been on a guided tour before, a walking tour?
I have, but not one quite like that, actually.
And so you enjoyed it then, obviously.
Oh, yeah, we wanted to do the other three. So.
I thought tribes in particular sounded really interesting. One thing I quite liked was the discussion back at the cafe afterwards. We all had to feed back to our own group we'd been round with and obviously share our own experiences. And their experiences, even people who'd been on the same tour than me, were different. So that was interesting. We then fed back to lots of different, all the other groups. So our tribe fed back to the other three groups that had gone round tribes. The canvas and selling things.
And you got a rosette.
I'm so proud I'm wearing my rosette. So
and a cake and sherry.
Oh, well, more can you want? So let's just talk about we've just come out of one of the Secret Red Deer gigs. And the idea of this is it's 20 people going to a secret gig. You don't know where you're going, where the gig's going to be, and you don't know who you're going to see. So again, just describe for everybody what happened when we met the person thing we were supposed to meet.
Wonderfully theatric. It was the theatre of it. Very, very dramatic. We weren't allowed to speak. We had a notice saying, please don't speak to the men in black, and we did our best not to.
And he did sort of, he was in a deer skull head with a black cloak on, which was great. And then we followed him down the street.
The invites were very Alice in Wonderland, like, open me, this is your ticket. And it was just very kind of...
And then the knocking on the very beautifully patterned graffiti door.
Yeah, and we went upstairs to a, I don't know what it was, somebody's a space, a kind
like
of...
A warehouse, ex-office.
Yeah. Small man, apparently.
Basically full of pallets and books and a lot of dust.
Lots of books.
Holes in the ceiling.
And
it was beautiful because they lit it up with the sort of fairy lights and the three girls who we didn't realise were about to play for us were making us cups of tea and giving us biscuits and...
Yeah, fab.
So that was amazing.
And did you enjoy the music?
I thought it was lovely, yeah. The three girls, they're beautiful voices.
I'd love to hear more of them.
Maybe not a gig I would have chosen to go to initially, but definitely enjoyed them. They'll say that... Very interesting. It was really nice that they were doing their own music as well, and that was great. So.
Fab. Okay. And are you going to anything else on weekend, or is that it for you?
No, that's it for us too now.
Done this
year. I don't think I was sure when I booked exactly what was going on or how long things would take. So
I had no idea what I was agreeing to.
You're just doing your job, aren't you?
Pretty
much. You've enjoyed it.
Brilliant. Oh, yeah, definitely. And definitely look out for next year and do more things next year. I think we're a bit jealous because... We had the flash mob go past us before.
We had so much fun.
We want to play on that now.
Fab. Thank you very much.